Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com NFL Draft Blast.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I'm your show host, Bo Marchant, and we're about to enjoy another year of draft interviews with future draft prospects, draft picks, draft selections. They're all joining us here on the College to Pro Players Platform Show. We're going to be joined with Southeast Missouri defensive back Mike Ford. And it's kind of ironic. We've had a big run on DB so far this year. I think we've probably done about 20 shows, and I think half of them are all defensive backs. So that's probably good things for teams looking for defensive back because there's a lot of quality kids. But we have a fantastic one in Mike Ford today. He's joining us. Mike, we appreciate you taking some time. Prior to going on, you said you already graduated and you kind of got everything lined up for moving forward. But what's it like knowing that, you know, your time at Southeast Missouri's kind of come and gone, and now you're looking to get your, you know, your foot at the next level?
Oh, man, it's a blessing. It's just an honor to play at the school and play at the university and have those bonds with my teammates. I mean, but heading forward, I mean, it's just an honor to be able to chase your dream and make it come to reality and possibly or even get a starting job and play on somebody's roster, you know.
When does it sink in for you personally? I mean, you know, you arrive on college campus, you're the new guy, and I'm curious, too. I mean, you know, you're a receiver, you make the switch to DB, but you knock that out of the ballpark. But when do you kind of get the sense that, hey, you know, what I'm doing, I might have a shot? Because you don't know how it's good. I mean, you guys all lack zero. I mean, you know, there's no lack of confidence. You guys, you know, but when does it kind of become like, hey, man, this is realistic, I might have a shot?
I was a running back at first, and then I got moved to receiver. I did that for a little while, and they moved me to DB during that season. And I got a PBU, like, my first play out there. So I was like, man, maybe this is natural to me. I mean, my coach, he told me, like, he was like, what do you want? Like, he asked me at first, what do you want to play, like, safety or a corner? And then I was like, I mean, I played safety in high school. And then he was like, all right, but we're going to try you a corner. And I was like, all right, I'm fine with that. And then we went on with it, and then I just became a natural. And then after my first year, I had, like, 5 interceptions. And then I had, going into my junior season, I was, like, a preseason All-American. I was first-team All-Conference, you know, preseason. So I was like, man, this is crazy. And I started, like, recognizing, like, Hero Sports had reached out to me after a game. And it was just, like, things were headed in the right direction. I was like, dang, maybe this could be something that I could do forever. And then I was like, hey, let's just keep it going and keep working and make it come true.
And well, you're definitely doing it so far. I'm curious, in high school, I'm sure you probably played both sides of the wall of the football, but were you primarily a running back in high school? I guess, you know, what were teams looking at you, you know, coming out of high school?
I had a lot of Division II offers to play running back. I had some offers to play DB, and then CMO offered me to play running back, and I was like, all right. I had my best friend. He was from Auburn, too. His name's Tyler McElmore, and we both committed, and we weren't with it. And, I mean, it was just like after I realized some Division I schools were asking me to play DB, and then after I got moved, I was like, dang, maybe it's always been what I needed to play anyway.
Awesome stuff. Once again, Mike Ford, Southeast Missouri DB here on the C2P as we talk some NFL draft with this young man. So you're going down to, Dallas, near Dallas for the Gridiron Showcase. What was it like getting that invitation? Because, I mean, it's a great opportunity for you. I mean, you're going to be able to kind of rub elbows and have NFL scouts, CFL scouts, you know, talk to you one-on-one. I think that's a great thing for you. But, you know, what was your excitement once you knew you were going down there for this?
It was an honor because, I mean, I hadn't got an invite yet. So, I mean, it was the first one. I was like, man, this is my chance to, you know, showcase my talent and possibly get a bigger one or, you know, even, you know, let some teams see me play like how I play DB or show them my talent, you know, firsthand. So it was just an honor to be able to get that invite and be able to play in this.
Man, it is. And, you know, you kind of segued it to us. I mean, what do you think are those qualities? I mean, why do these guys want to have a deeper look at you? I mean, if they're breaking down game tape, what are those DB characteristics of the position that you think kind of pop where they're going to fall in love with you?
I mean, I believe I'm one of the most athletic players on the field every time I step on the field because, I mean, I jump really well. I can run really fast. I mean, I play the ball in the air really good. So those are some things that can that will stand out when they come and they watch me.
All right, but I don't usually do this on the show, Mike, but I'm going to do it with you because, I mean, I don't really know if you can jump very well. I mean, what, you can only jump, what, 58 and a half inches on the box jump? Not joking.
Nah,
dude,
cool.
that's incredible,
that's
man.
Insane.
That's incredible.
Yeah, that's insane. I don't know anybody that does that. But at school, we when we did our vertical, I think I test every time I test in between 42 and 43. So.
Yeah, you definitely you got springs, man. Like I said, I was tipped off on that. I was like, yeah, this is definitely an athletic young man, and obviously, I think that pops on tape. Defensively, going in through a Saturday to Saturday, I mean, kind of what is your defensive system and kind of how do coaches like to use you?
I mean, I always watch a lot of film, but my coach, he uses me everywhere on the field. I play outside. I play on the outside of the field. I come in. I play our nickel. I'd also sometimes come and play like a center field player. There's sometimes in like some of our play calls where I'd be kind of like a linebacker, safety type deal, so. I mean, he allowed me to play everywhere because he said it would be good on evaluation for NFL scouts. So,
yeah, that's good. He's looking out for you, man. That's always nice when the coaching staff has an eye on your future as well. Sometimes kids aren't that don't have that luxury. Let's say that, but that's cool they could carry you and when you were able to do it. I'm curious. I mean, do you get comparisons? I mean, do your friends or even your coaches, maybe your teammates, kind of say, "Hey, Mike, you know, when we watch you play, you remind us of this guy in the NFL."
We don't really talk about that because I like to identify myself as me. I don't like to consider myself as like anyone else. But I mean, if there was someone I play similar, like I would like to say I play like Patrick Peterson because you know he plays with a lot of athleticism and he plays with good ball skills. I mean, he also plays everywhere on the field. He plays inside and out.
Definitely. And talking about Louisiana connection, LSU. Ryan Clark, you'll be training with him. How did you get in contact with Ryan? And what I know you probably want to get bigger, faster, and stronger, but what are some of the emphasis that you're going to look for when you train with him?
I got in contact with him through my agency, 360 Sports. So when I go down there, we're going to mainly focus on technique because, I mean, like I said, I have all the athletic ability, so we're going to make sure that my technique is sharp, so therefore I don't have to play with all athleticism. I can play with 100% technique too, and I can have great technique so I can break on the ball well. So we're going to focus on that. That's going to be our main focus.
Nice. You excited?
Oh, yeah. I'm pumped up. I'm ready to get it going.
Yeah, I'm sure it's got to be exciting. Do you wake up some days and go, man, I can't believe this is happening? Or do you already want to fast forward to April and find out what's your mindset? Because there's so much going on.
Oh, man, I just take it every day at a time. I work out every day. I make sure I work out. Like my coach at the school, he gave me a workout program, so I make sure I follow that to make sure I'm on track. And I make sure I run, so I make sure I'm up to speed so I don't go out there and I'm not tired or anything. So I just take it every day at a time and just try and make sure I get better every day.
Excellent stuff. Once again, Southeast Missouri standout defensive back. Kind enough to join us, Mike Ford, here on the C2P. You folks out there listening know if you miss any of this show in its entirety, you can always listen to it again or download it at your leisure at iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, and then we'll be featuring his draft bio page at collegeyourpro.com. We'd like to say it'll be your one-stop and shop for everything you need to know about Mike as he makes his path towards the 2018 NFL Draft. You like hearing that sound, Mike Ford, 2018 NFL Draft?
Yes, sir. That sounds nice. Thank you for having me.
Oh, no problem at all, man. We're not done with you yet. We still got a few minutes to kind of keep hitting this thing up. No, you're good. I mean, let's kind of emphasize on the athleticism because it's something I think is going to really kind of spark teams to kind of be intrigued by you. And I mean, what do you think you're going to kind of test? I mean, like 40-wise, I mean, there's such a fascination and hype about 40 times. I mean, are you going to be a guy who probably puts up a pretty good 40 time as well?
Yeah, I think I can run a 4.4 easily. I think that'll be something that I'll run. But if we train on it and I work hard at it, I'm going to try and get it down to a 4.3. That's what I hope to get. You know, everybody has those dreams and those hopes, so I hope that I get a 4.3. But I know for a fact that I'll clock a 4.4.
Nice. Well, I mean, if you're clocking 4.4 with just base speed, I mean, that's pretty fabulous. I'm curious, too, because I see so many variables across the internet. I mean, what's your height and weight right now, and do you kind of plan on maintaining that going through this process?
Oh, yeah. When I had my junior day, I weighed in at, like, my height was 5'11 and 3/4", and then during the season of my senior season, I weighed 200 every game. So I'm 5'11", 3/4", and 200 pounds, and, yeah, that, I hope to keep it that way.
Excellent, man. Great size and obviously great physical ability, man. I tell you what, man, a lot to be excited about. And obviously down on the 6th, you'll be down in Texas at the Gridiron Showcase. I'm going to give you some advice. I tell all the guys that come on the show that are going to attend any All-Star game, make sure that you mingle with all the scouts. They're going to be sitting in the lobby, and I know you're going to be tired because it's a grueling time because you're going to do workouts and practices and meetings. There's so much going on. You're going to want to go back to your room and sleep. But go down to the lobby. Introduce yourself, say, hey, I'm Mike Ford, you know, Southeast Missouri, and let them know who you are, because it's crazy. I know the people out there listening to the show know what I'm going to say. I mean, because if they listen long enough, I mean, these guys are down there waiting for you, and they might not get a chance to talk to you if you don't go down. So make sure you kind of make yourself known and show them a friendly face. Before we let you go, though, Mike, we always like to throw some off-the-wall questions your way. You ready to take a shot with some of those?
Yeah, let's go.
All right, now your head coach, Matukowicz, does anybody do a great impersonation of him on the team, and would they be ballsy enough to kind of do it in front of him? Is he a jokester?
Yeah, we had a young DB. His name was Thaddeus Jenkins. We call him Todd. He always impersonates him. I think he's a pretty funny guy. And, I mean, he's gotten in front of him and impersonated him.
That's cool. Hey, man, I asked that question to all the guys, and I mean, there's some guys that say, no, absolutely not. And they won't even say, they say somebody does it, but they won't even give up who it is because they think the kid might take some rap that they're still at the school. So it's a fun question to ask. I think you guys the most. How about female celebrities, Mike? If you could take any female celebrity out for a quick bite to eat, who's going to sit across from you from dinner?
I think I'd take Cedric the Entertainer.
I like it. All right. You're going to go with the guy. That's okay. Give me that one. And how about this one? Your cleats, your spikes, if you could have anything sprayed on there or any kind of theme or idea, what would you want your shoes to have on them?
I'd put a flag on them, and then I'd have, like, my dad's number. And just, like, I'd have kind of like the tattoo I have on my arm. I'd have his dog tags and the year he was born, the year he died. I think that'd be pretty cool.
Awesome, man. Man, that's excellent stuff. Hey. Great career. Obviously, I think you got a great future ahead of you. Merry Christmas to you. Stay healthy. Best of luck down at the Gridiron Showcase. And obviously, you'll be training with Ryan Clark Attraction. So, obviously, big things ahead for you, man. We like to say stay humble, stay healthy, be blessed, and have a Merry Christmas, my man.
All right. Thank you. Same to you.
No problem at all. Once again, that is Mike Ford. You got to love this kid. And he kind of touched base on that athleticism, and that is going to be the thing that kind of really draws the attention of the scouts. And, you know, one thing when you look at these guys going through this process is, I mean, scouts, teams want to see what's this guy made of. Just take away everything else, you know, how athletic is he? And this kid's going to have a above-average skill set to a lot of other guys. And then you kind of add in, you know, the technique and the craft and the tricks of the trade to the position. And that's where you kind of see these guys start to rise and become the cream of the crop. And hopefully once he trains with Clark, former Steeler, longtime guy, great there, you know, those techniques become intertwined with that athleticism. And you're going to have a very nice 2018 prospect at the defensive back position. I'm your show host, Bo Marchant. Our fantastic guest today, Mike Ford, here on the C2P.
This has been a College2Pro.com exclusive.